This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hello, everybody. It is a snowy Friday afternoon. Hartman Carter Cook, News Talk 830 WCCO. Check out us on, well, the 64% of the time it works, the Odyssey app. You can podcast the show on that app, odyssey.com. Follow us on Twitter at Dan Cook, WCCO, at AC830, at Chad Hartman Show. I'm just reviewing this. I think I have this right. We have a show on the station on Sundays, hosted by our great friend Laura Oakes. And, you know, there are times when people will attack the liberal media. And there are times when folks will say the media is the enemy of the country. I think I'm going to have to agree with them, because Dan Cook, I believe I heard that on Laura's Good News, 9/11, Laura's Good News. Is that what you heard also?
I mean, absolutely, right? I mean, that's what we're focusing on, which seemed like a good news story to me.
Adam, 9/11 feature story for Laura's Good News. You want to defend that?
It's the backdrop for the story.
Dan, I mean, story doesn't happen without 9/11,
that's
right?
That's just it. I mean, you know, put it in the backdrop if you want. It's still there.
How about you, Adam? You want to rave about Pearl Harbor later today?
No. There were some heroic efforts, though, that came out of Pearl Harbor. We can highlight those. Those are good news stories.
Are you going to play this serious with me? Come on, play along.
No.
Come on.
I still want to know what the Indian guy was doing there.
Okay. Should I tell that story? I'll save that for later. I had a bizarre dream. We're not saying the names, though, Carter. We're not saying
come on,
the key.
Chicken.
Come on.
You chicken.
No. No, I'm not. But I'll mention. We'll get to this this bizarre dream I had, and I'm not mentioning the prominent individual I was having sex with in this dream, and what she was telling me about what would happen to me. But I will tell other parts of it that involve Kyle Sheely and a program director who is known for one thing, lying to everybody's face. So we'll get to that. There's a good tease for you at 1:35. Major, 12:35. Shaletta, 1:05. 2:05, Stephen Vladek on the Supreme Court decision. Matthew Collar on the Vikings and the playoffs. And speaking of the Vikings, somebody wants to know if your colonoscopy is also a part of Laura's Good News. Should be.
Well, it was good news, so why not?
Fantastic good news. Oh, the Laura's Good News is on at
6:30.
6:30.
Sunday morning.
Could we give her a better time slot? I mean, come on.
Well, it's podcast. Later today, you could get it any on demand at any time you want. That's kind of the way things work nowadays, if they work.
Hello. It's our app. I mean,
you're right, Chad. Forget. You're right.
Let's take 30 minutes off the huddle and put Laura's Good News on at 11:30. That's what I'm advocating. 90 minutes of Maxie and Pete, and let's give Laura's Good News 11:30 to noon. That will fall on deaf ears, but that is what I'm advocating. Better time slot for a star on the station, Laura Oakes. And then it all went downhill. That is the headline, Adam Carter. Because all throughout Twin Cities Twitter today, we're looking back at what happened 4 years ago. First of all, I don't think we really can celebrate four.
It's four years. Yeah.
Four.
I was going to say, next year. Okay, let's mention it next year.
Yeah.
But it's absurd that it's, and it's not just local media. I see it, NFL tweeting it. It's, come on.
Well, I watched the NFL films. We're talking Minneapolis Miracle. Stephon Diggs. How'd he play, by the way, this year for the Vikings? Diggs. Diggsy.
He didn't.
Hmm. That might have changed Diggs also. We're talking about everything changing. That might have been when Diggs said, hey, if you throw me the ball more, this will happen. And it didn't. And then he said, I'm out of here. But yeah, 4 years ago today, a stunning play. Is it the most unexpected play in Minnesota sports history? I'm not saying an outcome. A single play in Minnesota sports history. When puck is at the plate against Chuck Liebrandt, as much as Kirby ate for lunch, bad breaking balls, and when he's locked in, it's an amazing play. That's not as surprising as Stephon Diggs. Gene Larkin's broken bat down the left field line. Not as surprising as Stephon Diggs. The Drew Pearson push-off? It's just a flat-out Hail Mary.
Mm-hmm.
The Ahmad Rashad play. When the Hail Mary's happening, you know... You have an idea something like this is going to happen. Andrew Brunette. Okay, beating the what do you prefer, the Avs or the Lanch? And do they need to just pick one? I mean, can you have two nicknames that way?
The Avs, not the Lanch sounds foolish.
Cook?
I'm with Adam.
I kind of like how the Lanch sounds.
No,
better.
It's too close to the name Lance, which is one of the most obnoxious names there is.
Whoa.
Sorry, all Lances, but... It is.
Yeah. I got a Lance in mind. Famous Lances, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Or if you're a Lance and you want to hunt Adam down, text us or call us also. 651-461-9226. Can you, sports-loving gentlemen, a combined 93 years old, can you think of a more surprising, unexpected, shocking Minnesota sports play than a 20-yard throw down the sidelines and just an idiotic move by the cornerback, and all of a sudden, there's no one there. There's nobody there. You may have the answer, because your ability to come back and play 2 days later after broken back, Dan Cook. Adam's recovery.
I mean, I was shocked. I know.
I was shocked. Yeah. I asked you, and you went, oh, no.
Joel Pendleton getting off the stretcher and coming back in the game.
Another reference to Heaven Can Wait the last 2 weeks. You know what?
You can't have too many.
I'm going to watch it this weekend. I'm going to find Heaven Can Wait. I was talking about my love of movies, Carter, earlier this week when you were getting probed, but I said I've kind of accepted that the movie theater is at this point done for me. Dan's not, but I remember seeing that with my mom. Heaven Can Wait. Loved the experience. Do you guys have a single? Text me 651-461-9226. A single more shocking, startly, I had no idea that was about to happen, play in Minnesota sports history.
Well, here's the thing about the Vikings thing. The reason it's so shocking is because it goes against the Viking narrative.
You use the narrative?
I did use the narrative.
You did.
Because I'm setting up my...
The buzzers.
I'm setting up mine because it's not as shocking, because Viking fans would say, I knew that was going to happen, and that would be Gary Anderson's miss.
It's a very good one.
Yeah.
It's a very good one. Because that was fait accompli, right? Hasn't missed in years. They are... I'm not sure. By the way, here's Biden again in this. Adam, you said you haven't seen these made-up things. Here's Biden giving his speech in this made-up area. Why isn't he just speaking in the press room? The press go to the press room. And Biden's in this little made-up situation here. Gary Anderson's very good. Cook, you have another startling, unexpected, shocking play. How about when the Gophers just throttled your Badgers?
Yeah, no. The short answer is no. I think the Minneapolis Miracle is the most shocking play in Minnesota sports history. The one that comes closest in my mind, given the people involved, and you mentioned it, is the Burnett goal to beat Colorado, because it's Andrew Burnett, who's the journeyman's journeyman of all time, beating Patrick Waugh, one of the greatest goaltenders of all time, in a Game 7 situation to propel the Wild to the next round. That's close. But when you look at the Miracle – look at who's involved, you know, not just Diggs, but who threw Diggs the ball?
Case.
Of all the people that were going to make that pass and turn into that situation, Case Keenum? Come on.
Yeah.
No, that's the coach, shocker.
And a coach, Adam, who never believed in him.
No.
I don't know if he's going to start next week. I don't know.
Exactly. It's after he was playing fantastic football. And by the way, Zim didn't believe in the next quarterback. I mean, basically it was Teddy or nothing.
How many souls do you think Zim robbed in his career? How many souls did he just crush with those post-game comments over the course of his coaching career?
Quite a few.
It's a long list.
Quite a few. Okay. So everything went downhill. We want to get to that part of it. 4 years. I mean, really? Four? I mean, we're bringing it up. Okay. Some of it to tweak the folks who are going the 4 years part. And I'm also saying it's the most shocking play of my Minnesota sports viewing. And for a game, Miracle on Ice, right? But I'm saying a play. So I guess maybe you could say the Arruzione goal. But I know we had a lot of Minnesotans in there. He ain't one of us, Carter.
Nope.
He's one of those East Coasters. He was fighting our guys. All right, 651-461-9226. Major, 1235. He's coming up soon. I think we have one very, very strong contender from a texter. Hartman, Carter, Cook, we're talking about 4 years, 4 years after the Minneapolis Miracle, which we're kind of joking about 4 years, but then we're talking about, okay? And we're also talking about how everything went downhill after it. Corky Taylor, Neen, Luke Whitty in the groin. That is right up there with the Minneapolis Miracle. This is prime Muss. This is 1972. This is a rough, physical basketball game. I'm seven. I'm at it. I just know I was at it. I don't remember a lot of details. Again, if I'm with my father when I'm younger, I'm at games. And the hand reach when Luke Whitty is on the ground and Corky Taylor with the knee and the chaos that ensued, the viciousness that ensued, including from David Winfield. Where does that rank for you, Carter, on shocking? You cannot believe it just happened.
Because it was before I was born, I don't understand I can't appreciate the significance of it, although – absolutely. I also, another texter points out, Jim Marshall's wrong way run. I mean, when I was growing up, I mean, you would see that play endlessly at how shocking it was.
Yes, that is for sure.
How about when Norty blew out his knee going down the Red Bull crashed ice course? And in true mascot professionalism, kept his hat on while he was being strapped to a gurney. Yes.
So good. I mean, there is a code of mascots.
That's okay. That is taking it all the way.
I know we've told the Cambria story at least 4 or 5 times before, but I love it every time, so tell it again.
Well, first of all, just to recap, I think it was the first year they had the crashed ice. They got all the mascots to go down the course, and you think Norty would have been able to handle it the best. He's the one on
He's
the ice.
He's the best, right?
Well, he took a bad slip, and I think he blew his knee out. And they had to put him on a stretcher, and he kept the hat on, kept the full costume on. So God bless Norty.
And it wasn't a bit.
No, he was really hurt. Yes, he was hurt. Our wonderful sponsor, Cambria, their mascot is a dragon. Yeah. So one day, Cambria was the sponsor of the day at the State Fair booth, and it was about 95 and humid.
Yes. It was just gross out.
I came back into the air-conditioned green room in the booth, and the dragon was in there. And I said, boy, that's
got to be... So it's just the two of you.
Just the two of us. Nobody else in there. And I said, boy, that's got to be tough duty on a day like today. And the dragon nods. Yes. Doesn't say anything. And I was waiting for a conversation. Nope. And then I was like, okay, I guess you're still in character. And I think the dragon actually went to the back room where all the T-shirts are to get undressed so he could stealthily leave.
Yes, he did.
So nobody
would know. Came back, and you told me about him. I said, where is he? And he was hiding back there. Oh, it would have been so good if he would have stayed in character like he's simulating sweat coming down his head. Needs to drink water. I mean, Adam and Dan, he's like a character. He's like De Niro. I mean, when De Niro gained all that weight for Raging Bull, Dan, did he leave character?
No. Look, is there any group of employees more dedicated to their craft than mascots?
Yes, I think there are.
Oh. I mean, committed to the bit, utterly committed to the bit, mascots are right up there.
Adam, who do you have, mascots or doctors during a pandemic? Who are more committed?
Well, we know who's truthful. We know who the more truthful ones are.
Yeah, exactly. We know, Dan, who hasn't been paid off by Big Pharma. Norty. Dennis Rodman kicking my guy, the photographer, right in the groin. Yes, I'm calling that game. I was blocked out, had to see it on replay. That was something. Mad Dog's 3-point barrage. That's a very good series. Again, that's my swan song. And this just showed the latitude we had with the Wolves at the time. We're playing sound effects on the Timberwolves run broadcast. Ba-doing, various just odd sound effects, just poking fun. I think. Do you think that would fly on Bally Sports right now, Adam?
No, that would be a no.
Yeah. How about the back-to-back Blake Hoffarber shots?
Yeah.
High school and golfers in Indy in the Big Ten tourney.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good. Harman's home run everybody talks.
Can it be truly shocking if it happens twice?
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
you can't really be shocked the second time, can you?
I don't know. You might say this can't happen a second time, can it? The famous Harmon home run in 65. Hauser is suggesting Game 7, World Series, bases loaded, the 3-2-3, Herbeck to Harper to Herbeck double play. Carter, how about that one?
It's pretty good. I'm just in the unconventionality of that type of double play.
And then we should mention before we go here, it was peak Vikings. It was peak Zim. They never were the same.
Nope.
Never. Well, I guess they were for the first drive in Philly.
Yeah.
Diced them up. Rudolph touchdown, I believe. 7-0. Didn't they get an interception the next drive?
I believe so. I think so. And it was looking like full steam ahead, baby.
Oh, yeah. Now, you can maybe make the argument that it's the second half of the Saints, because remember, they were up 17-0 in the first half. But they get boat raced. They get embarrassed. And then they're so boat raced that they're fascinated with DeFilippo. They hire him. They bring in Kirk. They did beat New Orleans again, but the defense never was the same, and the team was never the same, and now Zimmer and Spielman are out of jobs. Major Garrett is moments away on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.